All right, hey guys, happy Veterans Day. This episode is being filmed on 11/11 Veterans Day with an actual veteran, founder of Hives for Heroes, my friend Steve Jimenez. Welcome to the studio, Steve.
Thanks for having me, Mike, man. Appreciate you being here. All of those in the inner circle, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So honored to have an actual veteran here in the studio, well, virtually anyway, via StreamYard on Veterans Day. So good.
On Veterans Day, to all the veterans that are out there, thank you so much for your service. Seriously, take a minute to honor yourself and those that are around you as well. Thank you for your service. Those are all my brothers and sisters that have been around. Whether you deployed or didn't deploy, there's a lot of those kind of hearts of, man, I wish I would have done this and I wish I would have done that. Every single one of you signed a blank check up to and including your life for this country. So thank you.
Absolutely. I thank you as well. I'm connected to so many amazing veterans. I'm so proud of everyone. And I'm always so honored to have a veteran on the show. So it's a blessing to have my friend Steve on the show today, founder of Hives for Heroes. Steve, let's talk about the machine that Hives for Heroes is.
You know, a lot of times we just make analogies about the bees, and we work really hard in the background serving each other and really just making the world a better place, one connection at a time. And we truly believe that bees connect us all. So I don't care how much money you have, what you look like, where you're from. We can all serve each other in a really, really amazing way and literally make people, make the environment a better place with the efforts in which we provide.
I think it's amazing. So Steve, talk a little bit about the purpose of Hives for Heroes and how veterans are connected to your organization.
Yeah, you and I talk a lot, which I'm so grateful for our friendship, and we're pretty open with our conversations. And I know that your audience is too, so I'll be very, very blunt. The purpose of Hives for Heroes is keeping guns out of mouths. We have a high epidemic of suicide rate at the average of 22 veterans taking their lives per day.
Yeah,
we believe that number is higher, up in the 40s. But our singular number here at Hives for Heroes is the number one. One is too many, and it only takes one of us to reach out to each other to prevent this from happening. So here at Hives for Heroes, we are connecting veterans and first responders to beekeepers all over the country in their local areas, providing connection, purpose, relationships, and service, also including access to bees, access to beekeepers, resources that are the best in the world, and also funding in the forms of scholarships and gear for their success.
That's amazing. It is such a pleasure to be your friend and connected to you, and it's such an honor, and I'm so proud of all the work that you guys are doing over there. It's just amazing. And you're right, just preventing one suicide is, you know, that's just gold. And the resources that you provide just on the website, Hives for Heroes website, is just amazing. I have it pulled up here on the laptop just so I can reference it. I've never on any of my podcasts had to have a laptop up so I could reference all the resources. Like, you have a whole resource page, and it's just, Hives for Heroes is in every state.
Yeah, I want to honor those that are inside of the organization. With over 7,500 people that we work with daily throughout the United States, there are tons of leaders in this organization that have stepped up and done amazing and incredible work in their prospective areas or respective areas. And what we ask for as people volunteer and donate to the organization is really utilizing your strengths, right? This is what we should do as a community, in my personal opinion. So we're just creating that because that's what we wanted. When we're talking to people, we are not the educators. So what did we do? We partnered with all the education organizations, right?
Yeah.
We don't have the funds to do everything that we do. So we work with large corporates or high net worth individuals to be able to sponsor these things. And they know those veterans that they're actually serving. So in the capacities of community and group, we are really a connection platform. We connect people to people, people to resources, and hopefully people to successes. And as they travel their own journey. Oftentimes here we say the journey is the goal, right? So there's not a goal. There's not some arbitrary, like, let's get 1,000 people in the org or 2,000 people in the org. It's serving that one person in a human capacity with the things that they need on the journey that they choose. And then we get to support that. We have the honor to support that. So thank you to all our incredible leaders out there. You know who you are. There's tons.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And speaking of, no, I know, that's not the main goal or the focus. But what are the numbers over there? I know your organization has just grown huge because we talk, you know, we talk and you tell me. And so just for to give the audience a little context, how big has the organization grown since you founded it?
Yeah, we'll take it back a little bit. As in 2018, we founded the organization as a small group of veterans here in the Houston, Texas area, never with any intention to grow and expand, because quite literally, we didn't know beekeeping. It's a bunch of people that didn't know beekeeping. We just wanted to spend time with each other. And the original origination of this is in 2018, I almost took my life in January in this headquarters that we're sitting in currently. And I had a friend reach out to me who's an incredible person. And she was like, I want to go do bees. And I was like, that's crazy. I would never do that. That is ridiculous. So I automatically had a wall of fear and not being able to go out and do something new, right? Massive amount of depression at that time. And so she invited me, and I only went because I appreciated the relationship. So she was essentially going like, man, you need to go. Otherwise I won't go. Roger that. I'll go. So this organization was built on relationships and connection to things that might scare you a little bit. There's a lot of people that have fear of bees, and that's from childhood or maybe a terrible experience with bees, for example, or just something that they've heard of other people's experiences, and there's fear associated. So we started here, and we continued to grow in a very, very small format. The thought process is that we were going to be geographical, as most organizations grow. And as people started reaching out, we knew that we could not support the effort of what our concept was. And so as organizations do, they ebb and flow, right? People leave, people come in, people leave, people come in. And in this instance, people were leaving at this time. But other people were asking for help around the country. So our first actual connection outside of the Houston, Texas area was Nevada. And we figured that we couldn't say no to connecting a veteran to somebody in the area, but we didn't know how.
Yeah.
Original thought process as a normal thing is, well, how are we going to get bees there? How are we going to set up an apiary? How are we going to provide all the resources? And then we just shifted our mindset. And this comes from my background in Lean and Six Sigma. I used to work after the Marine Corps. I worked with Eaton and Halliburton pretty successfully, started my own company and retired. So there's a lot of backstory prior to that 2018 low point in my life.
Yeah.
So we just shifted that mindset to a nodal network and said, okay, let's find somebody in their area that they can connect to. And man, if you can do it once, you can do it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So now we went from just in context for the audience would be the February recording of the Texas Country Reporter, which just aired this weekend. We only had 3,000 people in the organization at the time. And right now we're at 7,500. So within less than a year.
That is so good. That gets me so excited. I had goosebumps when you told me that before, prior to recording. And I think it's important to share that with the audience, because you're just, the bees are taking over by in droves.
Yes. It's beautiful because this is not an organization where anybody stands out. We act like a hive.
Yeah.
So I get the honor of representing us oftentimes, but our state leaders and our state coordinators and our representatives all over the United States, if you look on our Facebooks and Instagrams and things of that nature, you'll see tons of incredible people and their faces.
Yeah.
These are people that have taken that mantra of, hey, we're here to support each other. We act as a hive. We bring in resources, have a little process, make it better, and have an incredible, incredible result.
That is so awesome. And you sent me a message the other day, and I could not off the top of my head come up with a resource. But as we're chatting here on the podcast, it might be a good time to drop that question for the audience. You were looking for some Michigan resources. Is that right?
We're looking for resources all over the United States. As we continue to grow, what we've learned is that we are actually also advocates,
yeah,
right? We're advocates. And not only are we responsible with our brothers and sisters that are in the organization. And by the way, if you're a civilian out here and you're a beekeeper, we need you. The person in your community needs you. If you have more than 3 years of beekeeping experience in your area, we would ask you to reach out to Hives for Heroes online, hivesforheroes.org, and apply to become a mentor. And what we're going to try to do is connect you with a veteran in your local area just to have another connection and a relationship in your space. So in that first year, we ask them not to get into bees because it could be unsafe for themselves, unsafe for the bees, and unsafe for the community, to be honest sometimes. So we want to connect them into a space where somebody already has. And so if you're somebody that does have beekeeping experience, please reach out on the website, sign up to be a mentor. It's super easy. It takes like 2 minutes to do. You can literally change somebody or save somebody's life in the process.
Yeah, that is so cool. I love all these resources. I want to come out and do the beekeeping experience with you. You're going to have to mentor me through the process. I'm going to get I notice on some of the, on your products list here on the website under shop, you can actually get apparel. And maybe I need a bee suit.
Well, again, because if any one person tried to do this, it would never work. That's the beautiful aspect of community. Yeah. We are literally better together. And I believe this mindset translates to any kind of industry or organization. It doesn't matter if you're a mechanic or a basketball player, all these things work.
Yeah. Right?
The community aspect, the actually working with and for each other. And then again, like I was talking about advocacy, we didn't even think about getting into that space until now. There are so many voices. And so, for example, there is a massive amount of adulterated honey in our world. It's coming from imports. It's coming from commercial beekeepers that you don't know what they're doing with their products. And that's important to understand because it goes into our body. So it could have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, all sorts of things. It could be an import, and that is driving the real honey cost down.
Yeah.
Right? So now you go and you go to your local store and you say, oh, I want to be healthy. I want to make the right choice. And you go get the little honey bear, right? That's like $3. What you don't know is that's not real honey.
Yeah.
Labeled honey. So we want to advocate for this. We want to advocate for those that are putting the work and effort in all over the country in their hyperlocal areas and create a network for the consumer to be educated and understand that real honey is the best thing that you can do for your body.
Absolutely. That was a great segue because I wanted to start chatting about the products. So you've actually sent me some, and the Inner Circle On Air, my studio, is actually an affiliate and a collaborator of Hives for Heroes. So I'm proud and honored to be affiliated with you and Hives for Heroes. Heroes Honey. Talk about Heroes Honey a little bit.
Yeah. Heroes Honey has stemmed from the result of all the amazing work of all of veterans and first responders all over the country. And what this looks like in the future is you're being able to basically get honey from your local area that's from a trusted source. And it's incredible because we didn't realize any of these results would be happening when we were just trying to do the best to serve the person, to serve the individual. And then all these individuals come together collectively and start having ideas. Where are shortfalls? Where are successes? How do we share successes? How do we overcome shortfalls? And these things are conversations that we have, and they just bloom and blossom from these ideas. So the Heroes Honey line is called Real, Raw, and American. So our piece is it has to be real honey, raw honey, and American honey, right? We want to be very, very specific. Our target market is people that care about real, raw, real, their health, and yeah. America. Okay, so we talked about previously, make America healthy again. Make American honey again. How about that as well?
Absolutely. And it's delicious. I eat it myself. I like putting it on my chicken and my scrambled eggs, chicken and eggs, honey.
Well, I will say this. The bees do all the work.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful aspect of that. You have literally hundreds of thousands of ladies over a period of time that are doing the work there. And then we get the opportunity and to steward those bees. And then we get to pull those beautiful byproducts from their hard effort, and we don't touch it. We literally put it through a 500 milcon filters, do exactly what it is. We don't heat it. We don't take any of the antibodies or antimicrobial, antibacterial, antifungal, anything out of that, right? We don't heat it. We just pull it through and it goes directly into a jar.
Nice and pure.
Yeah. Nice and pure. So the ladies, those bees are doing all the work, and we get to take a little bit of the credit, but really it's a homage to them. It's a homage to the heroes that actually do that stewarding. So you'll see the stories of these veterans that are on and have produced this honey.
Yeah, and there's different flavors. So you have Texas Wildflower, and I'm going to have to ask your favorite, but the Pacific Northwest Clover, that one's sold out.
Yeah, these are going to continue to grow. If you see at the very bottom, all our very expensive bottles are sold out.
Too. Oh, yeah. All of them sold out. I love it, dude. Yes.
This is limited edition. Homage. So we have our normal lines. Of course, this is still real raw honey. We're going to bottle that. We're going to work with people in those areas. And it's been fantastic. I mean, the relationships that we built all over the country are true friendships. I mean, yeah. Oftentimes we call each other family. We are that close. We have one of our state leaders that is traveling to another state, and the other state leader is traveling to another area in his region in North Carolina. And they're talking, and he goes, "Hey, where are you going to be? Oh, you're going to a meeting? How about I show up with you?" He's coming from a different state, traveling on business. They want to hang out together.
Yeah. I love that. And that's how we met. We met through our mutual brother, Brett, who I met Brett. We instantly became brothers. And then he's like, "You got to meet Steve." And then I met Steve, and within 60 seconds,
we talked for an hour, standing there. The whole world disappeared behind us.
Yeah, dude, it was so good. I love these products. I was going to ask you to talk a little bit about what else do you have? Mead and beers too.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So we have amazing collaborations that we're always open to continue working with. One of the large ones that we're doing right now is with Megaton Brewery. Their other nonprofit charity, and I showed you some pictures, but their other nonprofit charity is working with Roger Clemens, right? Hall of Fame.
Yes.
You know, historical baseball player, pitcher. Played for the Houston Astros, so he's here. Played for the Yankees and Boston, I believe. So that's the other charity that they're working with. We have the privilege of having an incredible team that is at Megaton that is not only like designing labels and doing all the product development, but they're making an incredible hazy IPA called Haze for Heroes. And it is unbelievable. People that don't like IPAs love it. People that don't like beer love it. I mean, it is just a quality beer. And so they're continuing to build that. Chris told me the other day that they just made 14 barrels the other day because they have doubled their production, or almost doubled their production every time, and have sold out. So people are loving Haze for Heroes from Megaton Brewery. And then we have another one that's right down the road called in Navasota, which is Wildflyer Meadery. And so there's a bottle of it right here, actually, on the Wildflyer. You can see it in the back here. But that barrel is literally where it came from. So they utilized the honey. They aged it in a Balcones barrel, the first one. If y'all don't know that, it's an incredible single barrel that won the world's probably in 2016 or 2017. And so Balcones, that's their barrel. They put the honey in there. It aged it. It came out unbelievably. And they did the same thing. They have doubled their production over the past 3 years, and they're still selling out of Barrels for Heroes, which is a traditional mead in Balcones barrels.
That is crazy. I know what mead tastes like. I've had it. I was going to ask you to describe in your words. You'll articulate it way better than I can. Please talk about it a little bit for the audience.
I do wish I was more of a sommelier, if you will.
Yeah.
We have honey tasting judges and people that do this professionally that are incredible. So for us on this side, a traditional mead is going to taste very, very sweet, sometimes dry, depending on where the honey is coming from, but it is the oldest form of alcohol on the planet. It is simply fermented honey. So the honey gets to a moisture content that it now ferments and it becomes drinkable. It has alcohol content. So it is wherever that region is, similar to the honey that you're seeing on the website, the honey is going to taste like the flora, the pollen, and nectar that it's being pulled from. So you can actually hyper-localize this, and a lot of farmers understand this, is they're only pollinating about 2 to 3 kilometers. 2.2 is what some people say. Some people say 3 to 5 miles, but really resource intensive. They're pollinating that area. They're pulling that in, and that's what your honey will taste like, right? So it's always going to be different, it's something to appreciate, in our opinion, right? You're not going to have the same batch all the time. You're not going to have, no offense to anybody on this thing, but you're not going to have a Miller Lite, right? It's not going to taste the same every time. So you gotta like start learning to appreciate the locality of the things, the flavors of the things, and the work that's being put into that, because it's not something that just gets done overnight. These are months and months of fermenting processes.
That's beautiful, because that's actually something to a connoisseur, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. So we're building this into more of a model of collectors, collections, right? Yes, you can get honey at your local grocery store, but I want to know honey from, you know, Kevin or from Matt or from Sarah. I want to know their stories so that now when it comes into my home and somebody says, hey, where'd you get this from? You go, hold on. Let me tell you about this brand. Let me tell you about Heroes Honey.
Yeah, there's a story there. I love that. And I love that not that everything is just not off an assembly line. You're going to get something different each time. There's going to be different notes and hints and something to talk about. That's pretty cool. I love that.
It's really incredible. And again, this is all from the hard work and efforts of those over 7,500 people currently. We predict that we'll likely be over 10,000 by the end of the year. I will like to note this. We do not do any marketing. We don't do any paid sponsorships. We don't do any of that stuff in Hives for Heroes. This organization has grown from peer to peer, from word of mouth, from somebody sharing it on their social medias, or somebody like this, like having an opportunity to speak to somebody with a larger audience, and they go, oh, wow, that's cool. I didn't even know it existed. So now our job, you know, as a leadership team is to start sharing what we do after, you know, a lot of relative success. But in the end of the day, like, again, that number is one. We got to find them. We got to find those and we got to serve those. And in this capacity as well, we've been able to expand out to Australia. And in 2025, we'll be expanding into Canada as well.
Wow. Congratulations on that. And that's international. You're big time now. You're international, baby.
Yeah. I think the beautiful part about your audience understands that the big time is great as long as you keep with your discipline and your principles and who you are and why you are doing this.
That's right. And I know you will. I know that about you. And I think that that's amazing. You also have, well, you're getting ready to dabble into a little bit of podcasting and a YouTube channel. I know you guys have a YouTube channel. And so outside of marketing, but you are looking to kind of get the message out and encourage folks to reach out for mentorship. And you have a whole mission, you know, you're mission focused. And do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Very mission focused, right? Yes. So on the YouTube realm, what we saw was that we had an internal Zoom, and the internal Zoom worked pretty well. We're connecting with each other, but it started getting too large. And in the capacity of connection, we weren't actually able to connect through that platform as we had liked to. And so we decided that there was an opportunity not only to bring on special guests, but also to share knowledge and experience to a wider group of people. So now we have what's called Connect and Serve. That's our podcast for Hives for Heroes. It's on YouTube at Hives for Heroes. And the point of that is to really drill down into our core values. The first one is connecting, right? We got to connect with each other. We're humans, right? And in our world, we're either veterans, first responders, those that serve that, or we love bees and then we're human, right? So we already have 3 points of contact line immediately. So if you don't like us, or you don't like each other, there's a problem there because we're already very similar. You just don't know it yet. Maybe you just need to hear a story. Maybe you have a little anger and anxiety and you're not letting yourself open up to others, right? These are these tenets that we teach. But then we have our other core values, purpose, finding purpose again. This Veterans Day, right, as we're recording on Veterans Day, oftentimes when we get out and become a veteran, right, because you're active duty while you're active duty. And then you get out and day one, you're a veteran, right? You kind of left your family. Your family was your unit. People that are on here that understand the military background are probably shaking their heads. This is who I spent the most time with. I love my family, but it's different, right? So now that day that you come out, what is your purpose, right? How do you find that again when it's no longer in uniform? It's a tough transition for some. It was for me. Although I threw myself into work, I was dying inside. It was a terrible, terrible experience. So we want to help find that purpose again. Hopefully it's in bees, or hopefully we're just a connection to you finding something bigger than yourself. It's all we care about.
Absolutely. Gosh, that's so important.
Then building those healthy relationships, we call them healthy, accountable relationships. So now we're looking at each other in a different light of saying, hey, man, that's my brother. And we're brothers inside of uniforms. Or that's my sister. And we're sister outside of that. But building healthy, accountable relationships, so it teaches you to assimilate. Oftentimes veterans will seclude and they will only work with each other. Well, we actually want you to assimilate and transition back in a healthy way to the world. You have so many skills and talents and drive and discipline that can be shared, those leadership characteristics. Break back out of that shell and go into there. There's nothing to be afraid of being in civilian. Sometimes almost we think we're better. The thing is, that could be what's holding you back from the best version of your life. And then serve. How do we serve others well? So we call it connect and serve. That's our podcast.
I love it. It's so mission focused, and no wonder why we get along, because you know, the three C's of my nonprofit are community, connectedness, and companionship. And I got to tell you too, I just had a long time connection of mine here in the studio. She actually lives in, I got to connect you guys. Well, actually I did connect you guys. What am I talking about? We were just talking about it off camera. Long time connection of mine, Veronica, former Army vet, Air Force vet, prom queen, dude. I've known her since we were 10. She's just an amazing human. Her husband's still active. They're out in Tennessee, and she was here. She came here in the studio, and we recorded a podcast, and she talked a lot about what you know, just covered. That was her family. You know, she did everything. You know, you're just, that's a deep connection that nobody can understand unless you're part of that. You know, you don't have that. And I love that with everything that you've got going on and in the podcast, that's a lot. There's a lot of mental health advocacy happening there too. Just, it's all kind of tied into everything you're doing. So
it really is, without the necessary component. Now, we're a component of professionals. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
We understand that the bees and nature do the work.
Yeah.
Right. You step out into a bee suit and you're overcoming fear and you have the anxiety, but you also have the adrenaline rush. Right. You have this excitement that you're, whether you're kicking in doors or jumping out of planes or heavy training or combat, whatever that looks like, you have this component that's familiar.
Yeah.
Then you're suiting up, you're getting in your gear, right? You're trusting yourself, your gear, and your buddies. You're following a known process, finding success and building confidence. Heck yeah.
Yes. You know what I love about the way, I've never participated in a beekeeping experience. I've never had that experience before, but it seems so therapeutic, but I watch it. Like, I get on your website, I get on the YouTube and I watch, and I actually know a couple of beekeepers. I'm gonna need to make some connections here. That's just occurring to me now, but gosh, the therapy behind that, you know, wow.
Yeah, we say, let the bees do the work, right? I've been through probably almost every therapy you could do at the VA. And that's great. It's a resource. And we don't ever want to take resources away from anybody. We want to be a hub and share that, because again, the journey is the goal. It's your journey, not mine. What I experience is not going to be your experience, and that's okay, because we're human. But the moment that I went into bees, it completely changed my perspective of life. Everything went away. All the stress, all the chaos, the ladies going everywhere, right? This is, you know, perceived chaos, but they're doing it in their order. They're doing exactly what they should. And when you focus in on that frame and you see those bees and you feel the life in the bees, you watch them move. And even though this giant of a person, right, is watching them, they don't care. They're putting in the work. Dude, they're putting in the work in a discipline factor, and they are crushing it. They're making their community a better place. They're doing it for themselves and they're doing it for everybody around them. There are so many lessons in bees. I mean, we got to write multiple books about this stuff.
Yeah. Now, where are you at on that journey? Have you authored your first book yet?
It is close. We are almost done with the first one, quickly and into the second and third. And the reasons are because you understand this. Once you start seeing this, you go, oh my gosh, how is this not known? Right? This is something that is God-given, nature-given, that is a healing component. And remember, the bees are not just healing in the therapy of working with them.
Right.
You are getting outside. You have to go outside.
It's nature.
You got to get fresh air.
Yep.
Right? You got to take care of things. So you got to understand water sources and foliage and things of that nature, what's in your area. You got to get off the couch, right? You got to do all these things. And now that in itself starts this healthier aspect of life. And then the bees, right? Do the therapy aspect of, for me, mentally calming is just breathing in the aura of the bees, right? Breathing that in, feeling the vibrations and frequency of the bees. And boom, you start calming down almost instantaneously after you overcome that fear because you trust that that's what it is. And now all of a sudden, in a good way, you're addicted to something that is good for you.
Yeah, it's wellness, man.
And then the result is what? The best thing on the planet, honey.
Yes.
And byproducts of propolis and wax. I mean, you're talking about the best things on the planet that you get to consume for you to be healthy. I mean, it's a full circle of massive beauty.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk about the CBD sticks too, because I think that's huge. I love that because, you know, I work with so many families of people with disabilities and a lot of young folks on the autism spectrum, and just a little bit of CBD goes a long way for somebody having a bad day.
That's right.
Yes. Can you talk a little bit about the honey sticks?
Yeah, the honey sticks are awesome. We do them intentionally. We have partnered with an organization out here in Houston, and they do a THC component as well. But as we went along this journey, there is some, you know, legal things with the THC. So we said, you know what, we're going to stay out of that and we're going to benefit everybody as much as we can. So we actually reduced the price significantly on CBD. So it's affordable for veterans and first responders, especially for those that may be homeless or struggling. Because this might be a component that really helps them a lot. And I think what you're leading to is there's a calming effect to the CBD. You don't have to get high, right? This is the calming effect of muscle relaxing, head clearing, headaches gone, inflammation reduction. These things can cause serious issues, especially if it's connected to a mental health issue, because now you're uncomfortable and unhealthy. So we did this intentionally. We do it in honey sticks intentionally as well. A lot of organizations will do it in like a jar. And the only reason we don't do it in a jar is because we don't know you. We feel that you should know exactly how much you're taking.
Yeah.
You could take 2 teaspoons and you're like, oh man, I have like 250 milligrams of CBD in me right now. So what we did intentionally was put in those honey sticks, 25 milligrams a stick. Whether that's in your coffee or tea in the morning, whether that's at night to go to bed, there are so many medicinal benefits to combining these, right? The honey's already incredible. By the way, if you're doing honey in the morning, that's great for your energy. And in the evening, it's great for your brain while you're sleeping. It's the energy in which your brain is going to utilize. On the CBD side, very similar type things. A lot of PTS, right? We call the PTSD, we call PTS, that we're both very familiar with, post-traumatic stress, high anxiety, right? That's one of the components. There's a lot of components that go into it. But sometimes just being able to calm down and take that breath without being on prescription medication can change your life.
That's huge. And I can attest to CBD. I was using it years ago when I first found my way to CBD. It was a roll-on form and I was using it for all the reasons you described. It wasn't about catching a buzz or anything like that. I needed to calm down. I needed to quiet the noise and I needed to rest. And that provided that to me. And it was everything from inflammation and muscle aches to stress, headaches. I mean, all of it, just quieting the noise. It was so good. And so I was so happy when I got that package from you in the mail. And, I got a little bit of everything and those honey sticks are just delicious. And like you said,
the very cool part about CBD as well, you can have those components and those benefits without, negatively affecting your work or employment.
Absolutely. I think, you know, that's huge because I like to get my morning started fairly early and then, you know, you know this and I wind down quite early. And so, you know, but like having my morning beverage varies sometimes. Sometimes it's just hot water and sometimes it's like green tea and sometimes it's coffee, but you can put that honey in anything and it's delicious.
And oftentimes I will just eat it just straight.
Yeah.
I love the flavor. I love the taste. It gets my sweet tooth because I personally don't like sweets, like cakes and things like
that. I'm right with you, dude. And I was thinking about those because remember as kids, they had like the pixie stick full of like sugar powder or whatever, dude. And you would like cut the top and you just do that. It was like Kool-Aid. It was like Kool-Aid in a stick. But like this is better because it's good for you. But it reminded me of that as a kid.
Yeah, you get it on the go. They'll be coming in. We're almost done with the packaging and that. You got the sneak peek, right? But we're almost done with the packaging on that. And they'll come in sticks of 10 so you can, you know, throw it in your purse, throw it in your briefcase, throw it in your car. It doesn't matter because remember, honey doesn't go bad either. Right. So once it's there, hey, you got it. You can have it on the go.
Yeah, I like that. You guys also have apparel and drinkware. You have so much to offer on the website.
The website is really cool. We're going to go through an upgrade as well, working with some really talented people. And the cool thing about the gear is it's very recognizable, right? You're wearing an ACDC shirt right now. Everybody knows who that is, right? Everybody knows that. For us, we walk in airports and see stuff and have friends. It's crazy. Whether it's drinkware or a t-shirt or a hat, those things, people will see each other from across the room and be like, whoa, you're a member? Yeah, I'm a member. Dude, that's so cool. Where are you from? Boom. Instant.
Part of the hive.
You're part of the hive. I love that. Little component. You know, it's beautiful.
Inclusively exclusive.
Ooh.
Yes.
The wisdom. The wisdom.
Yes. I want these coasters, man. These coasters are amazing because I have coasters. I love a coaster and I use them. But I have some Detroit coasters here, but I have your coasters are much cooler. And these are going to be in my studio.
Kevin does those. And just to give you a who is in our organizations, right? Kevin's multiple time deployed, Purple Heart, Marine, EOD, LDO. All those are a lot of things. Some of your audience might understand that, some might not.
Right.
I'll explain it real quick. He's deployed overseas many times. He was prior enlisted, then went to chief warrant officer as explosive ordnance. Okay. Chief warrant officer. Then he went to the officer side and retired as a major after 22 or 23 years in the military. Right. We met at, oh, and by the way, he's a Purple Heart recipient. Wow. He's the one that's, you know, allowed to share his story. And I'll tell you what, it's incredible. Like that he's even alive is incredible. What a warrior, right? We just celebrated the Marine Corps birthday as well. That's a Marine right there.
Yeah.
His wife's also a Marine. Their family's incredible. We met at one meeting 4 years ago. And we are so close, dude. I mean, I just got off the phone with him driving up here. And so he's one of those guys that literally, he doesn't want to play with bees. This is the beauty about the organization. He don't want to play with bees. He's like, man, that's y'all crazy. But I'll do all the
engraving. I love it. There's something for everybody at Hives for Heroes.
All the engraving and all the shipping for Hives for Heroes. So that is due to Kevin. He's like, man, I want some coasters. And those are nice slate coasters with the logo on it.
Yes.
Make a great Christmas present or anything like that. Even just like a corporate gifts and stuff. And that's what we're trying to get into is how do we serve the community in a capacity where they understand that what they're doing matters?
Absolutely. Not only do you have the coasters because – but everybody has, I call them, what are these called? Mugs, tumblers. I call them sippy cups. Everyone I know comes in with a fucking sippy cup and it is like sippy cup nation. And you have a whole plethora.
I might get in trouble for this, but don't, hey, Stanley, you got enough money. Let it come back to the veterans and stuff. Get the mug for Hives for Heroes.
These are cool though. These tumblers are pretty sweet.
He engraves all those.
These are wow. That's quite an undertaking. This the blue and the silver, man, that's like representative of the Lions here in Detroit, Michigan.
Look at that.
Yeah, those are beautiful.
I love my personal favorite is the white one. It makes it feel like pure. And it's
very, very clean.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's on there right now, but we're as we continue to bend and flex like any organization, right? We want to learn and then grow. And so we're going to minimize some of those products. A lot of them will end up getting sold out, which is perfect. And then we are going to be doing three different sizes of those things. So we're going to do the ones that are most popular. One of them is the wine glass, right? Okay. There's no wine glass on there yet, a wine tumbler. Then we're going to do that 22-ounce tumbler right there because it fits in all your you know, the coasters, it fits in your recliner, it fits in your car. It doesn't matter where it is, it fits.
You guys think of everything. It fits in your camping chair. Yeah.
Yep. There you go. Because the 32 ounce ones are just like,
I'm looking at the 32 ounce ones, and that's when I'm like, God, everyone comes in with those giant sippy cups. I'm like, where do you put that at? Like, how do you drive with that thing?
And then we're going to do the 32 ounce water bottle. And I will tell you that we have some great people that are around the organization, and they don't leave home without that darn thing. It's that almost like a cell phone. Right. Yeah. It's got a little thing on it, dude. It's insulated. It's like
flip top. It looks like a flip top. Yes.
That's they good. Take it everywhere. They take it everywhere. Courtrooms. It doesn't matter. That's one of our attorneys. RIP attorney is incredible. Leela Madden from Madden Law out here in Houston. She was the first one to start my first company. Then she did our trademark here with Hives for Heroes. And I was like, I want to be in the middle of the wall. This is in 2018, right? And she's like, you're such a nut. I've known her for 15 years, you know? And she's like, you're such a nut. And I was like, no, our goal is to be the largest organization on that wall, so we have the most impact that we ever could. And now she's like, dang, Steve, I'm pretty sure you're one of the largest organizations on that wall. And she works anywhere. She's IP. So if anybody looks for IP stuff like that, she is all the way from like KPMG all the way down to, you know, nonprofits and startup of companies. So
incredible. So cool. And bravo. If you're the biggest one on that wall, that is just.
Well, now we have our second one from her, too, because Heroes Honey just got trademarked.
Yeah, baby. That's awesome. I love that. You have some good you have good apparel on here, too. You have some. We have the beekeeper's gloves. I don't need those. Not yet. And not until I come visit you. But you got some hoodies, Hives for Heroes, performance short sleeve fishing shirt. That's a cool shirt.
It's a cool shirt.
Yes. And then the tees. You got
children. We have tees. These ones just came out. They're Oakley branded.
I think. Yeah.
They're Oakley branded. This is a patch, so it doesn't ruin the shirt. Really nice, too. So we try to do what – it's just feedback, right? This is about keeping your ears open, listening to the people that are around you, and then doing what's appropriate for everybody.
Yeah, I like you listen to your audience, and you want to provide to the community when the community speaks. I like that. I'm definitely going to be ordering that navy blue shirt because navy blue is my jam. I do like a navy blue polo. Can't go wrong. Yeah.
It's my favorite color as well. It just goes with everything. It looks so good. And
it's good. It's an easy
for your Marines out there. Blue's my favorite color, so I already know where the jokes are going.
That's awesome. I love it. You guys offer a little bit of everything. You have you were just at a pretty prestigious event too. You and Brett were both at a black tie event for Hives for Heroes, and that looked like a pretty big deal. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? I know you don't like to brag, but it's not bragging when it's just facts.
Yeah, we so Brett serves on our board as well, and we have an incredible board. If you go to our leadership page and see the individuals that are there, we purposely don't put pictures on things because there's biases in the world in general. So we want you to see their names and then like click on them. Oftentimes you'll go to their businesses or LinkedIn's so you can see their profiles. But, you know, we want to make sure that this is, as you would call it, equal, I guess you could say, or equity, whatever. We welcome everyone, right? That's the whole point of this. So, you know, go in with blinders and come out with a happy heart. These guys and girls that are on our board and our state leaders, please go check them out on our leadership page. They're incredible, incredible people. And so we had the first annual Hives for Heroes Gala this year in September. At the Nathaniel Center in Kingwood, Texas. And it turned out to be an incredible event. We had over 300 people there, which was a little bit over what we should have had, but don't tell anybody. And it was awesome. We had Neela put on the entire thing. Neela's our connections and collaborations director. She does everything that you could possibly imagine, from designing to connections with our corporates to partnerships. All the resources that we have that are available have gone through her at some point. And that is an incredible thing that she did to basically put this thing on with a 3-month planning window.
Wow.
Right. If any of y'all have ever put on a gala or some large event, I mean, you're talking about like angel wings on her, right? Like legit. So you're talking 300 plus people throughout Houston. We were able to raise over $150,000 at that singular event for our first gala. Thank you so much. Like, I love talking about our sponsors and people, because you got to give credit where credit is due, right? So you have the Nathaniel Center that came in and worked with the facility, Megaton Brewery that provided, Wildflyer Meadery that provided as well, Guckenheimer that provided all of our service staff and food. I mean, you're talking incredible, incredible organizations that have really stepped with us through this process and have allowed us to succeed and fail at our own rate, at knowing where our hearts are and knowing where the intent is. And that intent, of course, is connecting people, keeping that transition from service in a positive manner, and serving the community every single day.
Amazing. And congratulations on that. I'm always happy to get $150, let alone $100,000. That is huge.
You can't, how do you do that? Like, I'm so glad that we have these people that are just incredible.
Incredible.
You know, Steve Jobs said that stuff is hire smart people and get out of the way.
Yeah.
I think it's an adage. We have to, you know, overcome that fear of control, because I know that was huge and is still huge for me.
Well, it's your passion, you know, it's your passion, your mission. It's tough. It's a process. We can have a whole podcast about that on another day. Dang. I mean,
so wonderfully, right? It was, even though everything wasn't perfect, people, it was designed in a way of, I guess a lot of people probably here have been to galas that are super boring, right? It's like super regulated. And it's like, hey, you know, we're here just to get your money and like, thank you, and we'll see you next year.
Yeah.
We intentionally built in a networking aspect. You know, so part of the opening speech was, please meet people at the next table. Please meet people that's way in the back. Meet somebody with a red dress, whatever that looks like. Find somebody and meet them. You already have many things in common. You're here.
Right.
You support this organization. You're here. And man, we had tons of people that were like, man, thanks. I just got this connection from here. I'm doing business. It doesn't have to do with us. It just has to do with connecting people and allowing their journey to take place. Hopefully it benefits at one case for us. If it doesn't, so what? Another thing will come in. Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful things happen when you put people together, and you do that every day. So thank you so much for all that you do.
Oh, Steve, I appreciate that. And I was just going to say, I'm so honored to have you part of my inner circle, and you are welcome here in the studio anytime. I know we've talked about many collaborations to come, and some definitely some in studio projects together. We've got some filming to do. And I know, you know, you've got a lot of plans for your social media and growing that, just to bring awareness to Hives for Heroes. And what are some of the links that the audience can find you at?
I know we're super blessed to have like naming of everything. So you could literally go on Google and just say Hives for Heroes, and it's everywhere. Google, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. We have a private Facebook group page if you're inside of the organization. It's our inner hive, if you will. And then we have
the inclusive exclusive.
The inclusive inner hive, baby. So we have and there people are just sharing, you know, because it's a very different feeling when you want to serve, but you want people to know that there is service going on.
Yeah.
Right. So that internal group is really just us. We're talking about bees, and we're talking about family, and we're talking about high blood pressure, like I was telling you earlier. We're talking about these things on the external. We don't want our veterans to think that we're trying to get money from them,
right?
That they are the target. That's not the target market. Our target market on a fundraising side is going to the community, sharing stories, sharing experiences, sharing the successes, and also failures sometimes, right? Maybe there's somebody out there in that community that is perfect at our failures, and they want to come join the hive. Right. So there's this beautiful aspect of intentional separation. So the public knows what we do and what we need. Right. We want to build a national headquarters here. That's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's going to cost a lot of time. But the benefit is having somewhere where people can come to, whether that's staying here, learning here. We're in Houston. We have a large season, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Right. If you're in Wisconsin, you know, you might beekeep for 2 months. Here, you can beekeep for 10 months. So now we have that visibility, those people that can come here and that we can serve and share, teach through through these amazing partnerships, through, you know, the University of Florida, University of Montana, California, another partnership with Oregon. Like, we work with all these organizations that teach very well. so that we can stick to our strength, which is connection. And then allow these amazing organizations and people to stick to their strengths and literally make a world a better place for that capacity. We don't want to teach. They're incredible at it. So come here, show that, get as much resources, right? Just like a hive, as many resources as we can possibly get to bring it into the hive, do what we do inside the magic sauce, right? And then produce an incredible result, which should be making America healthy again, right? Yeah. Be completely on doing good things for our communities and the people inside of our community.
Absolutely. The magic's in the honey, baby.
I'm telling you, it's so good. And once you start getting to the understanding of what it takes, the respect level goes so high. Like one of our guys, he's out doing some sales right now, and he's had honey his whole life, right? Then he tasted the honey that was real honey. He goes, "I've never had honey before." Definitely. Wow.
Boom. You know,
because we label it honey here in the United States. We just label it honey. It is. So we want to be able to again, advocate, not only advocate for our veterans and first responders, but again, this is a hyper-local national network. We're everywhere. And that's a beautiful thing. It's just like the bees in the background. You barely ever see them. But if they're not doing their jobs, then we're failing.
Right.
That's how we feel. We're going to go do our jobs and we're going to represent well. The other foundational tenet that we have is we do everything legally, morally, and ethically correct, right? These are huge things that we do to make decisions from our board all the way down to the individual beekeeper, right? These are foundations and tenets that we utilize because the trust of the organization goes all over. I mean, you know what that looks like, trust and respect and understanding that that's the right order.
Absolutely. That is a beautiful way to round out this episode. It's not always an easy path to be morally and ethically sound, is it? You know,
it's tough, especially what we call it is like spiritual or tax.
Yeah.
Right? So here you are on your way. And then all of a sudden these arrows are coming in. You're like, what the heck? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where'd you come from? Like, we're still here doing our things. It's a beautiful thing to understand that we are protected.
Yes.
Like, and I'm not talking about this, just the organization. I'm talking about we are protected. And that is just a wonderful feeling. We have so many incredible people. And at the end of the day, when you're continuously doing the right thing, it shows.
Yeah.
And we're just getting to the point, right? We've been around since 18. This is really the first year I could say that we are going out. I mean, talking about people that want overnight success, that doesn't exist.
No. Right?
We talk about, I mean, some of your very close people, right? Like Bedros and people of that nature. It does not happen overnight. It takes tons of discipline, tons of focus, the right vision, the right people. But you can't do that just because, I have a name. I want to be in bees. Okay, cool. What does that mean?
It's hard work. It's a lot of hard work. It's grueling. It's not easy. You've accomplished so much. And, you know, I'm so blessed to have you in my circle, as I mentioned prior. And, you know, it's such an honor to have you featured on today's episode on Veterans Day. Yes, you are definitely one of my favorite humans and always such a pleasure to connect and talk with you. And everybody, follow Steve, follow Hives for Heroes on all platforms.
And Heroes Honey, please.
And Heroes Honey.
Instagram. We're just starting the Instagram. That Instagram will be based in just facts. Here's why honey is good for you, and here's why you should use it. It's a completely boring page with all the information you need for your success and your family.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm so proud and honored to be a collaborator and affiliated with Hives for Heroes Honey and Honey for Heroes. Steve, any closing statements for the audience?
Man, we are so grateful to be able to serve. And if you're able to serve in the capacity and you thought any of this was interesting, please reach out to us, get onto a form and be a mentor in the org. That's really the best thing that you can do. And if you have any financial resources that you would like to see something like this occur in this wonderful country in which we have, reach out to us. We're ready. We're poised and we need to make this happen. So thank you so much, Mike. Man, love you, brother.
Appreciate you. Love you too, brother. And everybody, give thanks to the veterans in your community and all over. We appreciate you all. And thank you for joining us on this episode of the Inner Circle On Air. And awesome. That's a wrap. Yes.